This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Officials say that the U.S. is poised to approve sending M1 Abrams tanks to Ukraine as international reluctance to send tanks to the battlefront against the Russians appeared to begin eroding. According to one official, the U.S. announcement to send a bit more than 30 tanks is expected to come Wednesday in coordination with an announcement by Germany that it will approve Poland's request to transfer German-made Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine. Officials say the Abrams tanks could be bought under an upcoming Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative package, which provides longer-range funding for weapons and equipment to be purchased from commercial vendors. Weapons provided through the assistance initiative can take months to reach the battlefield. The war in Ukraine has pushed the doomsday clock forward. Details from AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
We moved the clock forward the closest it has ever been to midnight. It is now 90 seconds to midnight.
That's 10 seconds closer to striking midnight than last year. The announcement comes from the president and CEO of the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, Rachel Bronson, who says
the members of the Science and Security Board moved the hands of the doomsday clock forward, largely, though not exclusively, because of the mounting dangers in the war in Ukraine.
And while there are other factors,
we are releasing today's statement in English, Russian, and Ukrainian. It is the first time we have done this, and we hope it garners the attention it deserves in the capitals most affected.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In less than 2 months, more than 50 people have died in Peru, largely protesters at the hands of police officers. And while a few international voices of concern have emerged, much of the regional and global community has largely remained silent to the dismay of human rights advocates. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Julie Walker is reporting in the latest string of recoveries of confidential information from the homes of current and former top officials. Documents with classified markings were discovered in former Vice President Mike Pence's Indiana home just last week. Again, AP's Julie Walker.
The newest discovery puts Pence, who had previously insisted he followed stringent protocols regarding classified documents, into the debate over the handling of secret materials by officials who have served in the highest ranks of government. Pence's lawyer said the former vice president had engaged outside counsel with experience in handling classified documents to review records stored at his home out of an abundance of caution after the Biden documents became public.
That is AP's Julie Walker reporting. Elon Musk spent roughly 3 hours on the witness stand in his third day of testimony in a lawsuit by Tesla investors. AP correspondent Norman Hall with more.
Elon Musk told jurors hearing the class action lawsuit that he did not mislead Tesla shareholders about obtaining financing in an aborted buyout. The billionaire insisted that he could have pulled off the deal had he wanted. His lawyers sought to portray Musk as a trustworthy business leader capable of raising as much money as needed to pursue his visions. But the defense must overcome a ruling by the presiding judge that Musk's 2018 tweets about securing financing for Tesla buyout were false. I'm Norman Hall.
Officials say an agricultural worker killed 7 people in back-to-back shootings at 2 mushroom workers at mushroom farms that employed him in Northern California, and the massacre is believed to be a workplace violence incident. The state is mourning its third mass killing in 8 days. Officers arrested a suspect in the latest shootings Monday, 66-year-old Chun-Li Zhao, after they found him in his car in the parking lot of a sheriff's substation. Sheriff's office says 7 people were found dead, an 8th was wounded at the farms in the outskirts of the coastal community of Half Moon Bay. The Colombian Navy has seized over 4 tons of cocaine hydrochloride after authorities intercepted a semi-submersible with illicit cargo on Monday. Drone shots showed the semi-submersible ship to be dragged and taken to a dock and various members of the Army uploading and unloading packages for chemical testing. The operation, according to police, took 11 million doses out of the market and involved the Colombian Navy, Coast Guard, and Navy Aviation. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.